This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Taking a look at the issues surrounding the health and well-being of our LGBTIQ communities, this is Well, 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 brought to you every week by Thorn Harbour Health.
Here on Well, 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 where we delve into the issues impacting and surrounding the sexual health, mental health, and so on of our gender, everything, sex, and sexually diverse communities. My name's Jack. I'm with Jacinta in the Victorian Pride Centre studios. And look, National Volunteer Week is coming up very soon, the 16th to the 22nd of May. The theme this year is Better Together, how we're changing our communities for the better through volunteer. I'm not sure if they checked in with Better Together Conference about that. To discuss that a little bit more in detail, and specifically, I guess, around Samish in South Australia, and the volunteers there. We're joined now by Conrad, who is a volunteer at Samish. Thank you so much for joining us, Conrad. How are you going today?
I am doing good. Thank you for having me, Jack and Jacinta. Lovely to meet you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. It's a pleasure to talk to someone over in South Australia and hear about your experiences. So first of all, I wanted to ask, how did you get involved in Samish?
Well, it was interesting. I actually moved to South Australia. I used to be in Sydney, and then I left Australia. I came back when my mum passed away in 2016. And I actually was in Adelaide. And when I was overseas, I'd always done things for the community. So I actually Googled, and I found Samish. I went to the office, met up with Daniel 5 years ago, January 2017, which is a long time. And really thanks to him and the effort and the really welcoming, atmosphere that he created, which made me excited to be part of Samish, and been an exciting journey since then. I can't believe it's 5 years, but it is.
The time does certainly fly. I guess, what was your first role? What were you doing when you first joined Samish?
Well, interestingly enough, Daniel asked me my background, and I've always been in management development, training and development. So he actually asked me if I could be a volunteer administrative assistant, and that is exactly what I did when I came in. I wasn't working at that time because I just moved to Adelaide, and I was more than happy. It's quite exciting to see different facets of, being part of meetings or, taking things down, etc. And then slowly but surely, I branched out into other roles as well. So yeah, it was exciting.
What were some of those other roles? If you started in with sort of a look at maybe how different parts of the volunteer effort work, or indeed how Samish work, what else have you, I guess, done with the organization?
So I really kept an open mind and, tried to do everything that I could learn something from, because I think learning to... I'll share a very interesting and funny story that helped me learn, verbiage that I didn't even know about. So everything from training to being a health educator to doing outreach, being part of feast panels to discuss diversity and exclusion and inclusion in our own community, being part of the Ida Hobbit Day. It's Ida Hobbit Month. We're having an event later this month in South Australia. To, simple things like, being part of the feast panel. I think one of the most enjoyable experiences I had was being a first-time peer recruiter when we do the annual surveys that happens. I've done that about, I think, two or three times now. So a whole bunch of roles. And right now I'm a part of a community, a project with Dr. Nikki Sullivan called Connect, where we're actually looking at different ways. We recently installed a lot of, dispensing machines for HIV tests. Similar to what you had, like RAT test across Adelaide, and we've done a pilot project so far, which has been very, very successful to reach out to, international students and people who may not feel comfortable really coming in for a test for whatever reason, personal to them. So yes, it's been a whole gamut of things, and I continue to learn through those experiences, meeting new people, exploring different parts of our LGBTIQ. And as we add along, the whole community as a whole. So yeah, it's been a wonderful experience, and I continue to volunteer, and I'm excited about the things that we're going to be doing.
Why was it important for you, I suppose, to reach out to an organization, a community like SAMASH, to volunteer for them? What kind of made you curious or interested in doing that?
Well, for me, I think one of the key things is, you know, with all due respect, we have so much of, like, I you know, when I think about volunteering, I always call it, I put on my compassionate Pink Friday persona. I don't know if that makes sense. You know, so while you have all the wah-wah boom and you have the parades and the parties, you often have a lot of people who are so confused about their sexuality. I've had friends, I've had people who are married who are closeted, and, you know, they were so confused, they didn't know how to handle it. And I thought, you know, being part of an organization that can also reach out to these people, more, there are already, you know, things with Mardi Gras and everything that happens, so that's already taken care of. But there are a lot of people who, you know, still feel afraid. And I think being a person of color myself, of mixed background, that really helped, because in Adelaide in particular, when I volunteered as, you know, a health recruiter, I've had a lot of people, especially of Asian origin or other origins, come up to me and, you know, ask me questions and stuff like that, which kind of makes you happy that you can at least help them and reach out to them and, you know, without any judgment, you know, help them with their health, help them to be in a better, you know, mental space as well. So, so yeah, it gives me, it really makes me happy. You go away from that experience thinking, okay, I helped someone today, you know, in terms of their health and well-being.
Absolutely. And you've been volunteering for 5 years now, so has there been much of a change, especially around HIV and LGBTIQA plus health, especially in Adelaide? Like, have things changed at all, especially with COVID during that time too?
I think yes. As far as I'd like to be positive about it. The unique thing about Adelaide is, you know, the 5 years that I've gone volunteered at a sauna for sexual health and other places, and, you know, all the other roles that I've done, is a very large part of the community that is still closeted, you know, for whatever personal reasons that they have, and again, no judgment on them. And I think, but you're seeing people becoming more aware now of how important testing is, how important it is to create a safe space and environment for people of all, you know, parts of our community, not just one section of the community. So through Connect, for example, I can share with you, we've got amazing results where we've had, I think, you know, over 500 test kits, you know, being distributed, and we didn't expect those kind of results. We put those vending machines in, you know, University of Adelaide, for example, or a couple of other places, and a lot of people who generally, you know, we may have not been able to reach out to are now actually getting themselves tested. We also continue to encourage people, you know, when we do outreach at the sauna, from all age groups, you know, come in for anonymous testing, or even if they don't feel comfortable coming to SAMASH, you know, we have SA Health, which has another option where you can go there and test it. The bottom line is just get tested, create a safe space, create a safe environment. So yeah, there is a slow but sure change, you know, in terms of being conscious about creating a safe space, both for, you know, physical and mental health, which is great.
I guess, what have been some of the most memorable moments in volunteering with the organization? Because, I mean, certainly it was a little bit topsy-turvy over the last 2 years, and there are all sorts of different demands sort of to respond to, I guess, in that time. But, I mean, through 5 years of volunteering, what's maybe some of the moments that stick out most to you?
I think I see a lot more diversity in the LGBTIQ space, because previously when I attended a lot of you know, whether it was feast events or being part of panels, you typically see more of the gay community, the male gay community, but it was so nice to see a lot of the, you know, the lesbian community out in strength at a couple of our events, and people from all other diversities, whether they were trans, etc. I think one of the most memorable experiences for me was, and funny actually, because he was educating this old gentleman who really came in, and, you know, he talked about his health and his family, and he said a couple of funny things, and then he went to sit down, and I didn't realize how really fragile he was, because when he woke up, you know, got up to, you know, go and get his sandwiches, at the counter at the sauna. You couldn't even walk to it. And I still remember the experience of actually going there and, you know, getting his sandwiches for him and sitting with him and talking to him. And then he shared his life. So, you know, moments like that where you often see someone and you paint a persona of them when you don't know them. But when you have a conversation with them, you realize how difficult it has been for someone who had to be closeted for almost 60 years of his life and came out and then his family abandons you. You know, so it touches a chord, because then you do think, you know, it's him. It could be so many other people in a city like Adelaide. And you do see that as a sauna, because you see a lot of people over 50 to 60 and more beyond often come there. And we saw that experience particularly when we did, you know, the survey, where they actually open up and tell you things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it does leave a mark on you that, you know, you got to be more compassionate with people. You got to, you know, try and help them as much as you can.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess for people who might be curious about maybe getting more involved with SAMESH, who might be listening in Adelaide or across South Australia, but might not know enough or might be hesitant or whatever else, I guess what would you say to them if they're curious about volunteering for SAMESH or an organization like it?
I would say if you don't give anything a try, you'd never know what's on the other side. You know, I just walked into SAMESH. I can tell you that SAMESH is a very welcoming community. I'd like to give a shout out to Daniel Jeffries in particular. I've known him for 5+ years now, and he's been one of the most, I mean, he's been an absolute gem of a person, real big help, you know, always ready to create a more inclusive environment for all the volunteers, to reach out to them. So just give it a shot. You never know what, you know, if you're afraid, let me tell you that it's a very welcoming community. There's a lot of respect, trust, privacy between everyone. And the only thing that could happen is, you know, it could get better for you. So, yeah, go for it.
Conrad, volunteer at SAMESH in Adelaide, thank you so much for joining us on Well, Well, Well.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, Jacinta. And lovely talking to you. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to Well, 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 your show for LGBTIQ health and well-being, presented by Joy sponsor Thorn Harbour Health. For more on these topics and much more, check out Thorn Harbour on social media at Thorn Harbour or via the website thornharbour.org.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.